Today, these streets and the adjacent alley are peaceful avenues lined with small-town businesses. In the fall of 1892, it was the site of citizens defending their town against one of the most notorious gangs of the 19th century. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On October 5, 1892, Bob Gratt and Emmett Dalton, Bill Power and Dick Broadwell, the Dalton Gang as they were known, entered their old hometown of Coffeyville, Kansas. The job was to rob both of the town's banks simultaneously.
When they came into town, they had fake sideburns and beards and things to try to disguise themselves, but they had grown up here, so anybody who had been in Coffeyville long enough would recognize at least Gratt, because he was the oldest.
Alec McKenna recognized the brothers, followed them, and saw the bank heist begin to unfold. Wendy Alvey says by the time the robbers emerged from the two banks, 25 citizens had armed themselves and opened fire on the gang.
So they were shot at and missed, and then they ran back in the bank and came out the back door, and then that's where they had their first victim. There was a young man by the name of Lucius Baldwin who was coming out the back door of Isham's Hardware with a little revolver. And Bob Dalton was heard to tell him to drop the gun, and for some reason Lucius didn't, and Bob shot him and killed him.
The five members of the gang attempted to reach their horses tied in what is today known as Death Alley.
Death Alley was a straight line from the doorway of, guess what, Isham's Hardware, where everybody had guns and ammunition. So it was like a shooting gallery. The first of the outlaws to die was Bill Power, and he was killed in the alley.
Four citizens were killed defending their town. Emmett Dalton was the only bandit to survive. He served part of his life sentence, was pardoned by the governor, and lived to the age of 66 in California. The Dalton Defenders Museum depicts the story of the bank heist that resulted in the demise of the infamous Dalton Gang. Traveling the countryside in Coffeyville, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.